Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding it to the Edu Daf Kubeis. The Gemara on the end of Amud Aleph brings that Yerovam, Kadosh Baruch Hu caught Yerovam bebigdoy, in his clothing. Ve'amar lo chazor b'cha, do tshuva. Ve'ani ve'ato b'nishai nital b'gan Eden. If you do that, me, meaning Hashem, you, and b'nishai, David HaMelech, will walk in Gan Eden. The Rechaim says, nital b'gan Eden is the ultimate joy and anah that you could get in the world above. So Yerovam asked, Omer lo mi b'roish, who's going to be first? So he told him, Ben Yisha b'roish, David will be first. Yachi lo b'inus, I'm not interested. Now first, you have to understand, what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu caught on to his clothing? What is his clothing doing over here? It's an expression of catching someone in his clothing? And all the first you point out, that when Kadosh Baruch Hu offered Yerovam this offer, he told him, Ani ato benisha. Benisha was second. Then Yerovam asked, Mi barosh? And then he told him, Benisha barosh. Why did it change? Why was he first in the beginning of the offer, and then he became second once he asked the question? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz famously answers that the gaiva of Yerovam, that's what made him lose his place. He knew he was going to be first, but he wanted to hear it again, and he lost it. He went down one stage. But the Aruch Hadar explains that what is the beged that he's holding on to? It's a similar chadash I mentioned before, that Yerovam had an unbelievable Torah. And the Torah brings a person back to mutav. So he had the Torah in him that gave him the schus to come back to do tshuva. Explains Aruch Hadar more. He says like this. The Gemara Leil brought a machlekes, who's greater, a tzaddik or a baal tshuva? Says the Aruch Hadar, really, elu ve'el divrei lo kibchaim. Depends which Baal Tshuva it is. If it's Baal Tshuva me'avo, he's doing it out because of love. So then the din is that zdoinos nasim lo schuyos. All his aveiros turned to be mitzvahs. So then he's greater than a tzaddik, because a tzaddik did only mitzvahs. This Baal Tshuva did mitzvahs and aveiros was turned to be mitzvahs as well. So he's greater than a tzaddik. But if it's Tshuva me'iro, just because of fear or because of any other cheshbonos, so then the aveiros don't turn to be mitzvahs. They just turn to be shgagas, to be mistakes. So then the tzaddik is greater. So the way it worked like that, Kadosh Baruch Hu offered Yerovam to do tshuva me'avo, with no cheshbonos. And if he would do that, he would be first, because he's greater than David HaMelech, who's a tzaddik. But once Yerovam asked the question, who's going to be first, that means he has other reasons why he wants to do tshuva. He's not doing me'avo, he's doing it for a certain reason. So then David comes first. And that itself was his gaiva that he didn't want to be second. And so he did not agree to this offer where he doesn't have the benefit that he wants to get, and therefore he loses his Olam Haba. But a ma'aloch, another ma'aloch that's brought down in the Achronim, Yitzchak Isaac Chover mentions it in passing in the Afikiyam. And this is more clearly in the Sefer Emes Le'Yakov written by Baal HaNesivos, the Chidush HaGod of Baal HaNesivos. And they explain a little bit what they say, what would be Magdim, what the Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings from his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. So it says that every day there's a basko yoytse me'ar Sinai, oylem labriyos me'al boyna shal Torah. That people should be embarrassed from the fact they don't keep the Torah. So yes, where is that basko? Where do we find the basko? And if we hear it, why people don't do tshuva? Says the Baal Shem Tov, Dover Niflomoit. He says, when a person is about to do an aveiro, there's a certain feeling that he feels, maybe stop, maybe don't do it. He says, every rosho has some hirurei tshuva b'chol yom. He feels bad, maybe I should change my mind, maybe I should do better. That is called the baskel. That bad feeling that a person has when he's about to do an aveiro, or every single day, that is the baskel, that feeling that he's getting from above. And I heard from someone that this is the pshat in Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik says that he saw his father in the window. Everybody asks, if Yosef HaTzadik saw his father, of course he will not do an aveiro. So they say, no, it's not his father. It's that hirurei tshuva that come that every yid has. But the question is, do you listen to it or not? That may be the pshat that he saw his father in the window, not in the door. Why the window? Because the window you can always close. You can always shut it down. So it's a choice of Yosef. Will he listen to that baskol, which he did? And that every single person has the baskel coming to him, some hirurim trying to convince him not to do an aveiro. Says the Baal HaNesivos, that's what's going on with Yerovam. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to him. It was his own Hiruri Tshuva. He had a bas koil, meaning he had the Hiruri Tshuva coming in his heart and saying, maybe I should do Tshuva. And if I do Tshuva, I'll be in Gan Eden. And I'll be mitayel in Gan Eden with David HaMelech together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then came a second thought. And the second thought is, but who's going to be first? I'm not sure I'll be first. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu came back and forth. He himself had double thoughts in his mind. Who's going to be first? It's very beduk at the Gemara because the Gemara doesn't say Omar Loi. It just says Omar Loi mi baroish, benisha baroish. He's telling to himself, but probably I won't be first. So therefore I'm not going to do tshuva. Meaning that was all part of the thought process of Yeravam. He's thinking to himself, should I do tshuva? Should I do tshuva? And his gaiva is preventing him from taking the step ahead, committing to do tshuva because of the gaiva that he can now allow himself to be second. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.